This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Oh, yeah, it does. Frog Lube was my first title sponsor ever. They picked up the reins when nobody else would do it. I will always use it because of that loyalty, and also because of the fact that their product is the best one on the market when it comes to a weapon being lubricated. Check them out at froglube.com. Now then, just as not trying to be morbid here or anything, but right now, 2 years ago, right about now, this is where the first time I flatlined occurred. The bad part about that one was I saw that particular one happen because I was looking at the vital signs and I started seeing them crater, and I turned to look at my wife to tell her that's not good, and I never got to say that. And like I said earlier, I'm just blessed and happy to be here doing this live radio show. Much more gooder than the alternative. Adolescent California is sulking right now because Hillary lost, and they're talking a bunch of stuff. They want to move out of mom's house. According to one local bison who presumably speaks for much of the proggy herd, the rest of America is unworthy for the Golden State's glorious presence anyway. I know people. I'm going to be calling somebody in California right after this show in an hour. And the people I know that are in California are great people. And I wish they would move out so I could tell the rest of California, great, pack your stuff and get out. As tempting as it is to keep you in the union as a cautionary example of what happens when progressives run everything, the pain you would suffer while running away from home would be so overwhelming that it might even teach you hapless denizens of this ridiculous state a much-needed lesson. So maybe you should go for it. The idea of America breaking up and California breaking up is not a new one. It's actually been put out there before. But right now, there's actually some talk going on in California whether they should stay or go, and putting it on a 2018 ballot. And this is as good a time as any to do something that the progressives truly, truly hate. So we're going to confront them with some facts by walking through how their stupid secession idea would actually work in the real world. We're going to go all the way through this segment, next segment. Let's assume that the separation would be peaceful. It would have to be. I'm thinking about the declining number of the kind of people who pick up rifles still living here would not be psyched to die so that San Franciscans can ensure that illegal alien hobos are able to defecate on the street unmolested and that people who misgender via their pronoun use can be incarcerated. The typical California social justice warrior would make a very poor warrior. It would have to be an amicable divorce. So California is an independent country with about 40 million people. What now? First, let's talk about food. Where's it going to come from? Central Valley is a remarkably fertile area. All sorts of things will grow there, except it doesn't anymore because California has decided to stop stockpiling water, and they prioritize flushing what water it does have out into the sea for the benefit of the bait fish. California water system was sufficient when they had 20 million people. But decades ago, they stopped building dams and reservoirs because of Gaia or something. So to eat, California would need to change its priorities from tadpoles to people or become a net importer of food. Oh, and that Colorado River water that quenches L.A.'s thirst. Yeah, the United States is probably going to need that, but you can still get some of that H2O in the form of food grown in the USA that you might now have to import, except for grapes. Lots of grapes in California. The problem is, with grapes, you can't make bread with grapes. Then there's the fossil fuel. Now, we all know that you want to go green in California because of your bizarre weather panic religion. But that's a whole lot of infrastructure to build. And you're going to be short on cash, that in a minute. So for now, you're stuck with the dino juice. And since you're pretty much banned fracking and limited oil production, and I bet you'll be shutting down those rigs off the Santa Barbara coast because the rich progs hate looking at them, you'll need to import oil, a lot of oil. And the good news is the USA will have plenty to sell you. In fact, the USA will have plenty of everything to sell you since you've largely driven manufacturing out of California with your regulations and taxes. Who makes cars in California? Tesla? Well, that's only sort of, except their batteries are made in Nevada. And generating power? Well, the USA will be very happy to oblige since your climate change scam laws will essentially require you to outsource your greenhouse gas emissions. And we'll be delighted to let you pay for the privilege. Now, California still has entertainment and technology. Except much of the entertainment industry has already been driven out of SoCal by costs and regulations. Have you ever watched the credits on a TV show? They'll tell you they're filmed in Vancouver or Georgia or New Mexico. Somewhere other than Hollywood. Even the porn industry is quitting California. You still have the tech companies that are stubbornly clinging to California. Twitter is doing great, I've heard. And those companies hired, what, a few thousand gender fluids named Caden? They may make the rich folks, rich punks, richer. But other than that, nothing else is going to happen. Perhaps you can still partially offset your stunning trade deficit with some exports of karma and synergy. That would be nice. I would like some of that. Now let's talk a little bit about spending. Don't think California gets to just leave behind its greater than 10% share of the $20 trillion Obama-enhanced national debt. You'll get an invoice for $2 trillion. Please pay that at the window. We've already talked about the California military. With greater than 10% of the population, will it pick up 10% of the current $582.7 billion defense budget? That's $58 billion on top of the current $167 billion budget. Now, California might be tempted to try to get a free ride on the more martial USA, but that's going to engender some bad blood. Do you really want to tick off the people who feed and fuel and defend you? Now, those 40 million California citizens are also going to be expecting their Social Security and Medicare and government federal pensions and all the rest of the goodies that they think they've earned. Guess who gets to scratch that itch? Let's not forget California's own existing bond and pension debt. The rest of America won't be around to help you with that. Plus, the all-Democrat legislature is going to be hard-pressed to turn down any deadbeat constituency looking for a handout. And a third of America's deadbeats live in California now. It's already well on its way to becoming America's dead weight. Not wanting to be oppressive to people who shouldn't be there in the first place, California is going to want to legalize all the zillions of illegals currently living there. And when it does, since immigration laws are racist or something, more uninvited folks will be showing up as California becomes Mexico's spare bedroom. Even if they keep all the income taxes that their residents pay the feds now, they're still going to have to come up with a lot more dough. And that's going to be the problem. We'll continue this when we get back. This is just the reality of what a progressive state faces. And they are dwindling, but they are in trouble, as is the rest of the nation. We got a president that recognizes that. If everybody would just calm down for a minute, remember that we're supposed to be grown-ups, we might actually have a chance to turn this ship around. But you know what? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
stated goal is to be the best, you know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair priced, because it's time.
Looking for the perfect gift for the gun owner on your list? Alien Gear Holsters is proud to offer the most comfortable concealable holsters on the planet. Grab an award-winning Cloak Tuck 3.0, starting at just $43.88. This American-made holster is designed with a comfortable form-fitting neoprene and a spring steel core for enhanced retention. Its slim profile and tuckable design is perfect for concealed carry. Learn more at AlienGearHolsters.com.
When pistol threat armor is just not enough, KD Armor offers a rifle threat solution. As thin as 1/4 inch, with our proprietary armor that conforms to your torso. This is the only concealable rifle threat armor on the market today. You can own it starting at $225. Check out KD Armor on Facebook or at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously
grow your business?
Whether it's a new business,
a part-time income,
or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success
for free.
Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite.
Go to secretsignite.com.
That's secretsignite.com.
Get your free copy now.
Go to secretsignite.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Yeah, it does. This is a treatment for your weapon. This is not something that is just, it's not just a one-shot lubricant. You can use this every day, whether you use your weapon or not. Check them out at froglube.com. Talking about California, problems California would face if they decided to secede from the union. You know, aside from the fact that I know a lot of really good gun people, it's not out of that 40 million, 9 million are gun owners, and I wish they would all move out, take the money, the guns, and come join the rest of us. But some of them can not do that. Some of them are not going to do that. So, California wants to talk about leaving the country. They're actually seriously talking about putting it on this ballot, which, now that's become fashionable since Brexit. That's fine. Problem is that California would, the liabilities that they would assume are daunting, and I'm just throwing those out there right now. So back to it. California, when we left off, California is going to have to come up with a lot of money to take care of. They've already got their own pensions and everything to worry about in California. They would also have to assume Social Security and the pensions of people that are federal employees that live in California at that point, too, because as the new Republic of California, well, they would no longer get anything from the good old U.S. of A. Thanks for cutting it short. We appreciate it. California, an independent from California, could run a deficit, but after Greece, who wants to lend tens of billions of dollars to Sacramento, except for maybe some very high interest rate loans? So taxes get to go up in California. Their income tax on the wealthiest, who aren't actually that wealthy when you realize that, I live in a three-bedroom house that is 1,700 square feet. In California, if I was a block away from the beach, this is a $1 million house. The top tax rate is 11%. The current top federal rate is about 39% with no state tax deduction anymore. So assuming that dough goes to Uncle Moonbeam, you are at a 50% rate before local taxes and without considering payroll, self-employment taxes. That is still not enough to pay for the Californian progressive utopia. Taxes need to rise, and of course the really rich can suck it up or more likely shelter their income, and the poor don't pay income taxes anyway, so that leaves the already depleted middle class to pick up the tab. The few remaining middle class Californians are more likely to pick up and leave. After all, plenty of their pals from California are in Austin, Texas already, and at least they can afford a house outside the ghetto. People like, lawyers will sit around for a while. They would be considered the middle class, but they will prosper during this because of the state's idiotic regulatory regime. They'll milk California until it's dry, and then they will go to sunny low-tax Florida with all of that Californian loot. So California will become even more than it already is, a place consisting of a few really rich people and a lot of poor ones. This will prove not to be a recipe for long-term stability and prosperity. Are you sure, California, that you want to forego an army? Then there are the substantive changes the extreme lefties left in charge would make. Bathroom antics and mandatory cake baking are just the beginning. Do you honestly think that a Californian unrestrained by the Constitution will retain unchanged any of the liberties enumerated in the Bill of Rights? California would become a gigantic college campus that is a country who in Sacramento will resist the inevitable call to criminalize hate speech and racism and sexism. And those words, remember what these words mean. They don't actually mean hate speech and racism and sexism. They mean anything that the progressives dislike. You can look then for censors in the form of the Bias Review Commissions and the like scrutinizing every word that you utter. Freedom of religion? Well, nah. Do you think they won't legislate the content of religious teachings? You know some progressives, right? They're aching to destroy the alternate pole of power that religion represents. Watch out for hate churches, by which I mean the ones that actually follow Jesus' teachings. They get stripped of their, they won't have any tax exemptions. The bankruptcies and tax sales that follow will not be bugs. They will be features. And then there's the Second Amendment. Don't make me laugh on that one. Crime will run rampant because the left sees criminality as a valid expression of oppressed people. And the opposition to it is pure bigotry. Do not fear. The rich will stay safe behind their walls and armed guards, but everyone else, too bad. So sad. But for all the big talk, California will never try to secede. They may be dumb, but they're not that dumb. The clowns in Sacramento fully understand that the folly and foolishness that flourishes on the left coast is an indulgence of and made possible only by the patience of better Americans in the rest of the country. That's all California has. California's just lucky that the big mom in the sky has so much patience with its nonsense and that she will let it keep crashing on the futon down in the basement in the likely vain hope that someday it will get its stuff together and grow up. But if they do want to push the issue, it would be that would be one of the most entertaining things we ever got a chance to witness. This would be something that I would probably go to the outskirts of California just so I could, I don't know, just so I could video it or something. Put some video of it up and everything. Just to watch the spectacle. California is an indicator of what progressives with a little bit of restraint, very little restraint, are of what they're capable of doing. Let them go as far as I'm concerned. I have thought there's going to be two Americas one day anyway. I would think that what would most likely happen is most of the liberals would want to go to the West Coast because that's where most of them are already. They'll relocate and leave. You know, New York, their infrastructure's crumbling and everything. It's old. They'll go over there. They'll put up the wall, and then they'll say it's to keep us out. We'll be having to shoot them to keep them from coming over the sides as soon as they get over there, though. Yeah. When we get back, the cops support gun rights over gun control. This is Lock and Load.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
The following is an incredible, life-changing, free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-719-4926. Call now and you'll also qualify for free shipping. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear things crisply and clearly, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so small and discreet, people usually don't even notice you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear things more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial and free shipping. If you like it, you could even get free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-719-4926. That's 1-800-719-4926. 1-800-719-4926.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping and has been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free, just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog and Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Truly, it does. This stuff is a treatment for your weapon. It is without peer. And it is biodegradable for all of you that want to, make sure that Gaia is taken care of. Your weapon can be 100% lethal and ready to go, while at the same time, good to go for the treatment of Gaia, if that's what you're looking for. Now then, back in 2013, we had a Police One survey that nobody paid attention to. Because it was bad for the narrative. It was bad for the gun control narrative. Now, people like me paid attention to it, but it wasn't really touted that much. Or at least I didn't see it touted that much. This is one that I touted to a high degree. Well, on, just released on yesterday from the Pew Research Center, we have this. Well, come on now. That's not what I was trying to do now, is it? Yeah, let's put that up there. There we go. That's what I was looking for. They show that police officers support protecting citizens' gun rights over passing more gun control by a margin of 3-1. That's 75%. It also shows that 2 out of 3 officers oppose an assault weapons ban. According to Pew, 74% of officers believe it is most important to protect the right of Americans to own guns, while 25% want greater efforts to control gun ownership. Well, first of all, since you're not writing laws, that doesn't matter what you want, but that's all beside the point. Among the public at large, 53% believe it's more important to protect the right of Americans to own guns, and 46% want greater efforts to control gun ownership. The law enforcement officers who put their lives on the line daily have an even greater appreciation for your Second Amendment right than we do ourselves, apparently. You know why that is? That's because they walk in and see victims of crime. They also point out that 67% of officers oppose a ban on assault weapons, and that is a crucial tidbit of information, considering that the Obama administration appealed to police safety when pushing bans on assault weapons and certain types of ammunition for those weapons. Breitbart News reported that members of law enforcement such as Kern County, California Sheriff Donnie Youngblood came out against Obama's ammo ban, saying it seemed like an attempt to create a problem or solve a problem that doesn't actually exist. And now, according to Pew, only 32% of police officers support an assault weapons ban. Pew's survey was drawn from the attitudes and experiences of nearly 8,000 policemen and women from departments with at least 100 officers. That is also very important. Remember the 40% claim they made about how many guns were sold without a background check? Do you know how big that sample was? 285. 285. And the 40% actually comes from the reason it looked like 40% was that they cut or they actually covered a couple of sales years before the background checks actually went into, you know, effect. So that is a part and parcel of the whole problem there. Now, the cops want to protect your rights. They want you to have your rights. And it's interesting that there's more cops that want you to cherish your Second Amendment right than apparently we do. So, anyway. Not a big surprise to me. I know enough law enforcement people to understand that how they feel. Coming from the Trace. Not actually the Trace. Which rag was this? Let me see. I can't tell. I cannot tell. We get this little ditty. All based upon a Harvard. As the misinformation continues. Talking about the number of people that own guns now. Claiming that it's 22% of Americans that own guns. That's the first point. This is based upon a national survey of gun ownership in 2015, which was published at thetrace.org, which is Bloomberg's attempt at a news organization. Good Guy Handgun Ownership Harvard Survey. That's what it was. The number of families with handguns, they say, is growing more rapidly than families with long guns. Handguns now account for 60% of the guns owned, compared to 26% in 1994. The large increase in handgun ownership is reportedly driven by fear. Two-thirds of owners surveyed report having a handgun for self-protection. Now, which is it? Is it fear or is it self-protection? Self-protection means that you're actually being aware of things, and fear means that you're, you know, having trouble with your bowels. This is where they get to the point. They bring up this evidence that owning a gun actually exposes people to more harm rather than protecting them from it. The types of harm that increase when a person carries or a household contains guns include accidental shootings of children. And they bring up some examples of that. And fatal and non-fatal assault. Specific to California, the Gun Violence Archive data includes 49 incidences of defensive use of weapons by private citizens from January 1st through December 31st. And that was 2014-2016. In that same period, there were 121 accidental shootings and 78 children were killed or injured by guns. Twice as many incidents of gun injuries to children than incidences of defensive use. Remember now what they count to be a child. That's anybody. Remember, now, according to Obama, and I don't know which definition they're using, but nowadays a child can be 26 years old and stay on your insurance. No indication if that's anything about gang activity. But here we have this, another attempt to get out there and throw some misinformation out. This was a local rag or something. I saw that and I was like, it really is propaganda. I mean, they keep saying the same thing over and over again, I guess in the hopes that one day you'll wake up and understand their benevolence. It's enough to, I'm glad I don't have hair, because I'd pull it all out. I mean, it's really very, 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 very frustrating. Because it's an insult to your intelligence, and it's an insult to my intelligence. It has nothing to do with anything based on fact. And this getting out there, and it's always about the kids. It's always about the children. How come the CDC says it's trending downwards, except the Trace and Harvard keep saying it's going up? How come the CDC says there's 3 million defensive gun uses a year, and they say in the Trace that it never happens? Which is it? Don't we want to fund the CDC to investigate gun violence and figure out ways to prevent it? And don't we want the way to prevent gun violence to be, after the CDC studies it, to have a recommendation to have all guns banned forever and ever? Isn't that what we're talking about here? So, when we get back, FASTER, the FASTER project, the FASTER program has trained their 800th teacher to respond to active shooters in schools. That's a milestone. That's quite impressive. We're going to talk about that when we get back. One more time, back to GCN it goes. This is Lock and Load.
Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym, my gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
Four reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out, the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free samples specifically for our conservative friends. All they ask is that you chip in a few bucks to cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. Greens75.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix, and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
All right, last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Yeah. Check them out. This is a treatment. This is not just lubrication. This is something that is good for your weapon. Check them out. Froglube.com. Faster Saves Lives, a program aimed at training teachers and other school staff to respond to active shooter scenarios, has now trained 773 teachers and staff members since 2013. This came out yesterday. The trainees come from 8 states across 194 different school districts, including 74 of the 88 counties in Ohio, where the program is based. Historically, the typical protocol when dealing with an active shooter situation in the school has been to shelter in place and wait for the arrival of law enforcement officers. However, that creates a problem, you see, because with an active shooter, time matters. He's shooting somebody every 20 seconds. Until somebody comes in there and puts a gun on him, he's shooting somebody every 20 seconds. That's 3 people a minute. Okay? Do the math. In recent years, that protocol has changed in some districts, and what was once considered by some to be a radical idea, which is training school staff to deal with such scenarios, that has evolved into a more acceptable practice for some. In Wilberger County, Texas, they've been armed there since 2007. Response time to their school district, if something happens for law enforcement, is about 35 minutes. And they don't have any aircraft. So, even with an aircraft, even with a helicopter, there's a spin-up period when you're getting ready to launch that sucker that would probably negate some of that speed that you would get out of, you know, going as the crow flies. Joe Eaton is the program director. He's been a guest of the show. He said in 2016, we saw unprecedented support not only from school districts, but also from county sheriffs across Ohio. As one example, a sheriff worked to get the last 4 districts in his county authorized and trained. We used the sheriff's range and the school buildings to conduct the classes. It was truly awesome seeing the entire community come together to put school safety first. FASTER stands for Faculty Administrator Safety Training and Emergency Response, and it notes that the purpose of the training program is not to replace police and the other first responders. Actually, it has been discovered, and I think it was in one of these groups at Purdue University, I think, the best scenario to deal with a active shooter in a class school setting would be a combination of resource police officers that are there and trained teachers that are armed. That is the best possible scenario. So this is not to replace cops. Although, in, you know, like in where I live in South Carolina, most of the schools have resource officers. But schools today are gigantic. I mean, you can have three resource officers that never see each other during the day unless they consciously seek to do it. They're just giant, gigantic places. So what FASTER does is they provide some tools and a skill set and knowledge to school staff so that they may stop a threat and provide immediate medical aid in the valuable minutes while waiting for the second responders, if you will, because they'll be the first responders. The training is made up of 26 hours of hands-on training through a carefully structured curriculum that exceeds the requirements of the Ohio Peace Officer Training Academy. So they got to do it better than the cops do it. Training is provided at no cost to participants and strictly runs on donations. Eaton said they expect to see even more participation in 2017. It is spreading to Colorado. Linda Carno has taken it to Colorado. This is proving to look like a template for these things. FASTER has been funded so far by the Buckeye Firearms Association. They funded it to the tune of $500,000. No matter how cheap somebody wants to do it, still going to cost some money. So, at least just on insurance. Now, why is it a good idea to have teachers trained? If an active shooter comes into a school and he is not a former student of the school, he is not going to know his way around the school. The teachers will know their way around the school. A lot of these schools seem to be made up of a bunch of wings, you know, a bunch of wings feeding off of various hallways. I have never been through one of these programs. I don't know how these programs work. I would think the very best scenario they could possibly have would be to have two teachers per hallway and somehow or other situate them in classrooms that are very close to each other, but on opposite sides of the hallway. And then you now have the classic crossfire happening, and all you've got to do is make sure that everybody stays in the class, which they will manage to do that. The next thing you can do, and like I said, I've never been through this, would be to get some sort of frangible ammunition. So if they do hit a wall, the round will come apart versus continuing on its festive descent as it misses the bad guy. And also, if it hits the bad guy, it will be a little more incapacitating to him. The next thing they've done, though, is they've included some trauma training. Now, in a gunfight, there is a tendency for people to bleed. I do not think that is a bad thing to have at all. I think that's actually a very good thing. I think we all should take some trauma training, at the very least, just in case you come up on a traffic accident. But, I mean, this kind of training, those kind of injuries, like, you know how they're always saying, well, he could have shot him in the leg. A leg shot in the femoral artery means death in about 6 minutes. That means death very quick. You're going to bleed out. A pelvic shot can hit the femoral artery. I mean, there's all kinds of ways to be killed when you get shot. That's why the goal should be not to get shot. And if you have to be in a position where you may have to get shot, this is why all of these combat troops carry something called an IFAC, an individual first aid kit. The IFAC that troops carry is not meant for their buddy. It's meant for them. I'm supposed to roll up on my buddy and snatch his IFAC out and start treating him with it. A trauma. Somebody knew a little bit about trauma and had a cat tourniquet. Could have saved that little man that got killed here in South Carolina in Townville because he got nipped in the femoral artery. If there had been a cat tourniquet slapped on him right, you know, at the base of the pelvic girdle where his hip was hitting his pelvic girdle, he'd probably still be alive today. But there was none of that there. FASTER tries to short-circuit that and put things in place. This is a good, noble program. And this is the way to go. And if we're really going to do something for the children, who better than a teacher? Teachers have parental feelings for these kids. They refer to them as my kids, my students. Teachers have a lot, good teachers, have a lot of influence over these children. They're part of the formative moments of their life. I remember every one of my teachers, from my kindergarten teacher, Miss Turbyville, all the way up at Asbury Methodist Kindergarten in Columbia, South Carolina. All of them. I remember them all. I remember how they sound. I remember what they did. And for me to sit back and say they would not protect me, at Sandy Hook, they were throwing themselves at Adam Lanza to try to save those kids. And they just ended up dying too. And that didn't slow them down. They still did it. Would you do that if put in that position? Would I do that if put in that position? Better to not be in that position. Faster is making sure that people are not in that position. Give them a look. I don't know whether, go to Buckeye Firearms Association or look up Faster Program. They're looking for some, I know they're looking for some donations if that's something you'd like to do. $1, $2, whatever. Money well spent. We'll be back here again in 21 hours between now and then. Please remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It is always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring?
Think again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.